The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Glad you're joining us. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner in the studio with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. And as always, Craig Montana is running the studio for us. He's the one who pops your phone calls into us when you decide, you know what, I am going to find out how this 401k, 403b, IRA, funds, stocks, bonds, all these different investments, annuity products, life insurance products, health care, you name it, education savings accounts. I want to ask some questions here and find out directly if what I read or what I heard or what I've been told is correct, so I can make a better decision. That is what this program is all about. We're here to help you understand things better so you can manage your finances much better. That's the whole idea of the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. So good morning and welcome to the program. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning. Yeah, this is a great time to go ahead and give us a call. We're here in the slap dab middle of summer. We're July 1st, we're actually closer to the beginning of January 2016 than we are January 2015.
Yes.
But we were July 4th week. I know a lot of you have taken some time off, and you're at home, or you may be in a position where you can go ahead and give us a call. That number is 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You can give us that question that you've been waiting to ask. As you said, Tony, that's the whole purpose of the show, is to try and get as many questions answered as we can, try and educate you a little bit about things financial in your life, whether it's your own individual, your family, your business, whatever it happens to be.
That's right. A lot of territory there to cover, and that's why we're here, like I say. And by the way, if you can't take a break, give us a call during the program, that's fine. We do have an office. We have two of them. One right here in Brenham, downtown on Main Street across from the courthouse. The other one's about a mile and a half from the Houston Galleria. So we have two different locations. And let me give you our phone number, because if you want to call us later on, ask some questions, or maybe schedule a time to come in for us to help you understand some things, take advantage of that free review that we offer. Here is our office number, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. And don't be lulled into complacency right now, because all of your stuff that you're invested in your IRA, your 401k, your 403b, that's looking pretty good about now. I've done a little bit of sliding around back and forth, but, you know, things have been on the plus side. We had some good numbers for new jobs being added this past month. That came out this morning. So apparently nobody really cares that the Greeks can't pay their debts.
Well, they cared a couple of days ago, but that was a couple of days ago.
Or Puerto Rico, there's another new one on the list. Oh, we can't pay our loans. But the market's up nicely yesterday and again today. Nice follow through on that. And, you know, there are a lot of positives out there that people are focusing on in the economy, and not just here, by the way. You know, we're all global now, so we all get kind of hooked together. So, you know, for everybody who says every time something goes down, you think, oh my gosh, wow, could this be the big one? Could we be sliding over the cliff? So, again, if you have those kind of nerve things, there are usually two things that are happening. Number one, you're not put in the right types of things for you investment-wise. They move around all over the place on you, and that can be scary for some folks. And the other thing is maybe you're not understanding how things work a little bit. Maybe you need just a little bit of a refresher course or maybe a starter course, beginning of how to deal with things and how to look at things. So free review is a great opportunity. Again, I'm going to give you the phone number for our office again when we come back from this break, so that if you want to take a few moments during the dog days of summer here and come by and just sit down with us, we're happy to do that with you. In the meantime, we're going to have another chance for you later on in the program this half hour to get a couple of free passes to our upcoming Social Security seminar. How does this work? When should you file? What kinds of things do you need to really consider? How do things work? Do you know there are even something called zombie accounts in the Social Security? Yes. That's true. We're going to talk about some of that when we come back. And so stay with us. We're going to take a look at the markets again and go through some specifics of a lot of different topics here. So stay with us. The Money Makeover Show will be right back.
From raising the funds to opening the doors on the A.W. Hody Jr. Technical Education Center in 2010, to being a strong voice during the legislative session these past few months, local businesses and individuals have always been there to help Blinn College when we were in need. With the trying times that our great community has faced in recent months, it's now our turn to reach out a helping hand to our friends and partners in need. Let the staff at Blinn's Technical Education Center be your resource to recovery. We're here to assist you now, offering free weekly workshops such as career advising, mock interviews, and professional resume building and job search assistance. In addition to these free services, we have many scholarships available for skills training that can help you train for a new career. For more information on how Blinn can assist you with any of your workforce needs, call 979-830-4443 or visit blinn.edu/workforce.
Want to keep your beautiful smile? Smile Keepers General Dentistry for Kids and Adults is now open in Brenham in the new shopping center between Golden Imperial Restaurant and Papa John's Pizza. Dr. Sherma at Smile Keepers offers laughing gas to make your visit more comfortable. And there are TVs in each operatory and in the play area for kids. New patient exams start at $30 and extractions are as low as $150. Plus, they offer same-day emergency appointments. Just call Smile Keepers at 979-830-5022 to schedule an appointment. Start your day with great smiles. Smile Keepers accepts Medicaid, CHIP, most PPO insurance. Plus, they offer low cash prices and financing is also available. Dare to compare. You'll find Smile Keepers' new state-of-the-art facility the place you want to go to keep that beautiful smile. Smile Keepers, 224 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Call 979-830-5022 for an appointment. That number again is 979-830-5022 for Smile Keepers. Se habla Español.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist because I want to hold on to every moment. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Wow, that's my son on Boogie Bond. Surfing an endless wave? Check. My daughter cannot believe how loud I screamed as we whooshed up and down the hills of the water coaster. Getting our adrenaline pumping? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking in tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. At the end of our day, we've all got special moments to hold on to. So find yours at Schlitterbahn. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely. Check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial Group. Here's our office phone number, as I said I would do. So if you want to call and ask us questions later on in the program, if we're out visiting with somebody, we do call you back. Sharon in our office keeps us posted on any of you that want to call, or if you want to drop by and ask questions or do a free review with us, that's okay too. Again, here is our number for that, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Now, Jamie and I, and actually Doug Neal, are going to the legislative update luncheon today over at Blinn College.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. I know that it's a sold-out event. Hopefully you were one of the fortunate ones to grab one of those tickets to the legislative update sponsored by the Washington County Chamber of Commerce over there at Blinn College today. And we're really looking forward to that, hear what's going on here in the state legislature and how it's going to affect here the economy here in this central Texas. And also it gives us the opportunity to get to see some of y'all. Hopefully y'all will come over and say hello to us, and we always love having the opportunity to meet you.
Yeah, that's fun for us, and of course State Senator Lois Kolkhorst is going to be at the luncheon along with State Representative Leighton Schubert, so we are looking forward to getting, there's
Absolutely.
Nothing like getting a right from the individuals who sit in on all the discussions that go on behind the scenes at the State House. So you find out the real dirt on what's
State
being thought.
State House as opposed to the big house.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to embellish that one way or the other. But anyway, so hope to see some of you there at the legislative update luncheon today at Blinn College. Also, I want to remind you that we do have this terrific event coming up later on this month. Wow, we're already in July as of today. And this is going to be our special Social Security luncheon. And it is a free event, and it is going to be at the Cannery Kitchen on July 22nd, which is a Wednesday. And we're going to have Elaine Simmons, who spent 35 years working with and for the Social Security Administration on benefits. She knows just absolutely everything, honestly, to know about how stuff works. When should you file? What kinds of considerations should you have? For those of you who are coming up, haven't gotten there yet, to either 62 or 66 or age 70 or all these different milestones, you know, and there are several, by the way, subsets of these. You really need to be thinking about attending this, and the only way you can do it is to answer a question that we're going to hand out to you here on the air in just a few minutes about Social Security. We'll see how sharp you are, and I know you can usually answer these questions, but that will give you two spots to come to this luncheon. We've only got so much room, even at the Cannery Kitchen, which has a pretty big dining area. So,
yeah, there's going to be a lot of great information there. Yeah. Again, it's a good social event. Lane does a really good job, does a really nice presentation. And, of course, we're having it at the Cannery Kitchen, which you're helping support a good cause here in the Brenham area at the function that we're going to have on Social Security. So we're looking forward to seeing all of you there. And all of you have called in and answered the questions and are getting those tickets. We're looking forward to seeing you there.
So, again, a great event. Our clients are already invited to this, so they're going to be taking up some of these spaces. So when we have a question that we do here on the air, for you to get those tickets, if you're not one of our clients, it's a really pretty big deal. And by the way, you know, even if you personally are not close to retirement yet, or maybe you already are retired, you've already made your decisions, you know, there's still things to learn. And you can also have someone come with you that hasn't filed yet, or maybe they're thinking about it. Maybe you have a friend who's divorced. You know, can they still file? What are the things that you have to do or not do to be able to get an ex-spouse's Social Security benefit? Do they know if you file for that? Is somebody going to tattle on you that you've done it? All of these different things. What about filing and suspending your benefit? What?
And how does that work?
Yeah.
Can you do it? When should you do it?
Can you undo it?
And there, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, getting your Social Security check, when to claim for Social Security, full retirement age, whether you can claim early. But, you know, there are other parts of Social Security. It's only an hour long, so I don't know how much Elaine is going to cover. But, you know, there's also Social Security disability benefits. And she may broach a little bit of that topic of how that works.
Yep.
So there are a lot of individuals who receive Social Security benefits even before early retirement age. There's a lot of ins and outs when it comes to Social Security, so you really need to take advantage of the opportunity to hear what Elaine has to say.
Yeah. Now, you know, of course, the closer you are to retirement age, the more these kind of things fit into your financial planning for where is your money going to come from when you're not at your regular job that you've been working at. And, you know, is it going to come from your 401k? Is it going to come from an IRA? Are you going to start selling things off, piece of property you don't want anymore, gathering up funds? You know, where is this money? Are you going to work part-time? Does that have an impact, and what kind of an impact on your Social Security benefits?
Mm-hmm.
All of these different issues are things that you need to kind of be figuring out. Now, I am going to tell you something here, and you need to be thinking about it and remembering the yes or no answer. Is it going to be yes? Or is it going to be no?
So you got a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, 50-50 here, even if you're kind of doing something and not paying a lot of attention. But here's the thing. We talked about the zombie.
Zombie account.
Ooh.
I'm interested in that.
Yeah. So what is that for Social Security? Now pay attention on this because we're going to ask you a question about it. And if you call us in the next few minutes when we give you that chance at 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879, then we will give you the two free passes to that Social Security workshop coming up on July 22nd. So, what is a zombie account with Social Security? Well, from your full retirement age, which is going to be now age 66 and however many months for you, all right, 66 plus, 9 months, 10 months, 11 months, whatever. From that age all the way up to age 70, you can voluntarily suspend your retirement payments for any month or maybe several months or even possibly all the way up to just before you're going to be age 70. Your record is like a zombie with Social Security Administration.
What?
You're alive.
What?
You're alive. All right. You're alive. That means you're active on the Social Security system's computers. They're tracking you. But you are dead in the sense that you're not getting any money from them. They're not paying you anything. Now, since it's alive, your spouse who may be qualified to get Social Security benefits can get your spousal payment to go to them, even though you're not getting a payment. So you're dead, but you're on the record books. Your spouse can get the spousal payment, which is half of what you would normally get. So your account is dead. Your spouse, he or she, is getting that spousal payment. Now, since your account is dead, your payments will get higher and higher. They'll continue to earn at about 8% a year. They get higher and higher until you reanimate your account. So that means you're resuming your account. It's going live now on the computers. And then you start getting your payments. But while it's been sitting there dead and dormant, it's just been basically increasing in value every month that you are not taking it.
Yeah, so the point there is, of course, that you can have your account keep growing, but your spouse, there may be situations where it may be more beneficial for your spouse to claim on your account while you're still alive. In other words, you do not have to die in order for your spouse to claim on your benefits. You don't have to get divorced for your spouse to claim on your benefits. So it's an important issue. And one of the things, of course, that's going to be covered when we go through this workshop on July 22nd.
So Here is going to be the question. I'm going to ask it in just a moment. But yes or no, can you voluntarily suspend your retirement payments in any month once you've hit full retirement age there? Can you voluntarily suspend those? Yes or no?
Yes or no.
Yeah, you just found out the answer to that. Okay, so I'm going to ask it officially here in another moment or two, give you our phone number, our 800 number again, and when you call that, when we're in the break, Craig will take your call, and we'll find out whether you know the answer, yes or no. Can you, from your full retirement age of 66 and however many months, all the way up to age 70, can you voluntarily suspend your retirement payments and then restart them?
Ooh.
Okay. There you go. All right. So let's talk a little bit. We've got a couple of minutes here. I want to start on this a little bit. You know, the 401k and 403b plan are all over the place. Most of us have them at our workplace. And everybody gets on this thing about, oh, you know, maybe they're charging you a fee to manage your account, provide the funds for you to invest in, whatever investment vehicles you've got in your account. Oh, the funds are too high or they may be too high. Be super concerned about this. Yes, you should be super concerned. But really, what is the main reason why people either don't invest in their 401k, Jamie, or they don't get as much out of it as they should?
Well, I came across a really good article in one of the financial magazines recently that addressed the issue of 401k plans. I know, Tony, you deal a lot with 401k plans, as all of us do. And Congress has been concerned, and the financial services industry has been concerned about what the fees are inside of these 401k plans or the 403b plans. What are the fees? Are they too high? Are they too low? What do you get for the fees? And there's been a lot of talk about that. And as a result of that, some rules were passed that made 401k plans more transparent.
You can see what the fees are.
You can actually see what the fees are.
For managing your account, doing the paperwork, keeping you on the computer, and how much you're paying for the investments inside of that plan. But is that really what's chewing away at people's retirement possibilities, well, according to this article?
Well, that's one of the things we want to talk about, and talk about it some more when we come back from the break, is what should you really be concerned about when it comes to your 401k plan, your 403b plan? The title of this article is A 401k Truth That Your Mother Never Told You.
And
and there are basically three things to remember, according to this article, when it comes to your retirement account, your 401k plan. This could also apply to a 403b plan or any retirement plan that you have that you're looking at contributing to. And this is really, I think, an important issue because it talks about what's really important when it comes to these retirement plans.
So fees are only
part of it.
So what else should you be looking for? So we're going to talk about that when we come back from this break. In the meantime, here is our contest. Dun, 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 dun.
Question.
Okay. The contest question to get yourself two free passes to our upcoming July 22nd Social Security Workshop taking place at the Cannery Kitchen in Brenham. True or false? True or false? All right. You can voluntarily suspend your retirement payments for any month or several months once you turn your full retirement age of 66 all the way up to age 70. True or false? Can you voluntarily suspend your retirement payments and then restart them?
Ooh.
True or false? True or false? Here's our number. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Dial us now. True or false? You can voluntarily suspend your retirement payments and then restart them. Is that true or false? Give us a call now. 800-332-7879. We'll be right back.
more than 55 years, the Brenham Clinic has been here for you and your family. And as the community has grown and changed, so has the Brenham Clinic. That's why they're not only home to a team of doctors whose specialties range from family and internal medicine to pediatrics and obstetrics, but the network of specialists at College Station Medical Center also offers appointments right here at home. Extended hours and same-day appointments are available. To schedule yours, visit BrenhamClinic.com.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
MIC Group, a master manufacturer with its two locations in Brenham, is a tier one supplier providing precision machining, electromechanical assemblies, and complete turnkey solutions to its customers worldwide. With global headquarters in Brenham and with international locations, MIC Group continues to be a leader in the manufacturing field. MIC Group is a proud supporter of Brenham High School athletics and supports local students' efforts to excel in all areas, whether in academics, sports, music, or drama. Along with their team members, MIC Group says, go team!
At Tegeler Toyota, we strive to meet your new and used car needs. Whether you're looking for a car or van to head out on a summer road trip with the family, or a truck or SUV to pull your boat to a lake for some weekend camping, we've got you covered. If used is more your style, we have a great selection of used cars and trucks to choose from. Come in and see our knowledgeable sales staff, or visit us online at 24/7 at www.teglertoyota.com. We're located off of Highway 290 and FM 389. Don't pass us up or our great deals. Toyota, let's go places.
Every driver has met that guy. That guy who resents you for driving the speed limit and respecting traffic signals. You know, the guy who's entitled to cut you off because he always has a more important place to be than you do. That guy who lets you know you're in the way of his mission. Hey! That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at the stop sign because he always comes first. That guy who doesn't think that bumper-to-bumper traffic applies to him. That guy who does everything in his power to make the road a more dangerous place to drive. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude, they can be deadly. Don't be that guy. Be safe, drive smart. Sponsored by the Texas Department of Transportation.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. Offices in Brenham, downtown, across from the courthouse on Main Street. Another one about a mile and a half from the Galleria in Houston. Phone number, if you want to come by, say hello, grab some information from us. We do have worksheets for budget and net worth worksheets, reminders of what kinds of stuff, information you might want to gather if you're going to go see an estate attorney, get your wills and trusts and all your legal stuff like that taken care of. That can save you some time, effort, and probably money. So all of these great things at our office, either location, and we'll be glad to fix you up. So don't be shy about doing that. And also, some of you are apparently shy this morning because I think we had a couple of calls and we lost them somehow on the line. We're still running our contest. If you want to call in, let me give you the number. True or false is our question to get a couple of tickets for the upcoming July 22nd Social Security workshop. It's a luncheon we're doing at the Cannery Kitchen, but you got to have the tickets, the passes to come in. Okay, true or false? Any time from when you attain full retirement age, which is age 66 and however many months for all of us at this point, full retirement age all the way to age 70, You can voluntarily suspend your retirement payments, and then you can restart them. All right? Is that true or false? Here's our number to call to answer that question. Score yourself the free passes, true or false. It's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. If you can call and say true or false, you've got 50-50 chance there, then we will get you those passes to that luncheon meeting.
Yeah, and we went into the break and said we were going to talk about 401k plans, and we certainly want to do that, but I think we have a caller.
We have somebody. All right, one of our very smart, clever listeners. Good morning. Thank you for joining us on the Money Makeover Show. True or false?
I'd say it's true.
That's
perfect.
Right.
That is correct. See, you've been listening to the program here. We thank you for calling in, and you have gotten two of the passes to our upcoming July 22nd, that's a Wednesday, lunch workshop about Social Security. And well, what a sharp guy. Thank you. We look forward to having you.
Yeah, stay on the line. What we'll do is Craig will put you on hold and get the information from you and get your name and information. And you can come by the office anytime at your convenience and pick those tickets up. We're right across from the courthouse on North Main, 105 East Main Street, so it's real easy to get there.
All right, so stay right there on the line, and Craig will pick up with you in just a moment, okay? So don't go away.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, sir. Yeah, see, we have the smartest listeners.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
You know, there's just no way around that. So, again, you know, we're very happy to host this and offer that great information to everybody, too. All right, let's go now, Jamie.
Yeah, let's get back to the 401k topic, because, as we had said, there's been a lot of focus recently from Congress and regulatory bodies and everything about fees associated with 401k plans, 403b plans, so on and so forth, that people were unable to have the retirement they would like to have because of the fees associated with these types of plans. And there was an article I came across, I think, that is really true when it comes to a discussion about these fees. And basically, the article points out the fact that we're really talking about the wrong thing if we're concerned about fees. Are fees important? Of course they're important.
Sure, because that's going to cut into your actual overall return.
Rate of return.
Yeah.
But there's actually, the focus should be on something that's a lot more important, and that has to do with a study that was done by the Wharton School of Business in 2012. And when it took a look at the four factors that were analyzed regarding 401k plans, it said investment allocation was less important than the three savings components. When you start, how much you contribute, and when you retire. And so really the focus needs to be on the 401k plan is how much are you actually contributing to your 401k or 403b or your retirement account. That's much more important, is going to have a bigger effect on whether you're able to retire comfortably than what the fees are going to do. An example that was given is, if you're getting 8%, which would be a great return, and the fees total 1%, which seems to be one of the focuses that was way too high. But if it was 1%, your net return would be 7%. Well, what that means is if you're getting 7% instead of 8%, your money will double every 10 years rather than every 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the real thing is it doesn't make any difference whether you're getting 7 or 8% if you're compounding nothing.
Or compounding very little.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the focus needs to be on how much are you actually contributing to these plans, and the focus should not be on the fees. The fees become important if you're maxing out your contribution, and then congratulations, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, setting money aside for your retirement. And so the three things to remember, this article points out, the three things to remember when it comes to your 401k plan are, first, savings rates are more important than fees. Number two, saving rates are more important than investments. Three, And did we say savings rates are more important than anything?
Okay. So it's point what is, you're putting in as opposed to if somebody's charging you an extra 20 basis points on managing your 401k plan, right, or an extra 1% or whatever it
whatever
is for their fees,
be.
Or whether you're in the 2015 retirement fund or the 2045 retirement fund, or whether you're in the XYZ, whatever mutual fund companies, growth fund, foreign fund, bond fund, money market funds, all of these things, those things do not matter as much, according to this article, as how much you are putting in.
That's always, the most important thing. It reminds me of the, it makes me think of the movie Right Stuff. Now, that was that movie, the astronaut movie. And the astronauts were going through their training and they had the one scene where they're all arguing amongst each other because, the project managers were talking about whether or not they should put a window in the capsule because they said, you know, the astronauts, really aren't driving the thing. They don't need a window. And they were trying to, they were arguing as to who should go up first. And Gus Grissom all of a sudden says that we're talking about the wrong thing here. The issue isn't any of those things. The issue here is a monkey. And they all looked at him and said, well, the issue here is they think they can send up a monkey to do what we do. And so they were arguing about the wrong things. And so you have to focus on what you need to be focusing on. Are fees important? Yes, they are. But if all you're doing is saying, I'm not going to put money aside into my retirement plan because the fees are too high, you're missing the point. The point is, what's important is how much are you setting aside yourself to get this done. So, again, the most important thing in 401k plans, the most important thing in 403b plans, any of the retirement plans you're involved in, the most important thing is what your savings rate is.
Well, and the other thing I always hear, and they don't really address that in this article, but when I go and do 401k plan enrollments at companies that I work with for this type of thing, I hear, well, I'm not putting money in because my employer is not matching. Who cares? You know, really, it's nice if they do. And I have to say probably most employers do put a match in of some sort, even if it's a tiny match.
Mm-hmm.
That's all free money from your employer, right? Or if you're lucky enough to have a profit sharing also, wow, that's even better, all right? But don't say, well, I'm not putting anything into my 401k or my 403b or whatever it is you have at your workplace. I'm not putting anything in because my employer is not matching. There are so few things you get preferential tax treatment on to put your investment money into to grow it over time. That is the biggest opportunity for you, regardless of whether your employer matches what you're putting in. Now, if you're lucky enough to have that, terrific. We just, Jamie, had a client that we went to to do some enrollments for with people who became eligible to join the 401k plan. And it was terrific because they got it. Love it when I go to an enrollment meeting and I'm looking at people's faces and they understand this concept of I've got to start doing something here if I haven't been or if I've been putting it in, maybe finding out more about the plan at this meeting, kind of doing a little update on what I'm already doing. Maybe I need to increase what I'm putting into the plan. And they got that concept of it's what you're putting in, how much you're putting in. And the employer match for these folks was really getting them up toward 8 to 10% total money going in per year into their plan between what the employer was putting in and what they were putting in. But some of them were putting in 5%, 8%, or even more because they understood the power of this multiplying over time.
Well, I think the point of the article is any discussion that discourages someone from setting aside money from retirement is not a good discussion. The discussion needs to be primarily upon let's put the money aside. And then after you get set the money aside, then we can start having discussions about how it's invested, what the fees are, all of those different things. But unless you put the money aside, there's no discussion to talk about.
Mm-hmm. So there we are on that. Again, there's great information on our website, in fact, about how to think about putting money away in a retirement plan, even IRAs, and how does that multiply, the whole idea of compounding, compound interest, compounding earnings. You can see all sorts of things. It's all over the media. It's all over the Internet. We have a website at moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. Great general information on there about how things work. And it helps you understand these things. Also, if you have a retirement plan at work, do you know you've got a website attached to that retirement plan? No matter who runs that retirement plan, there is a website that you can get on, whether it's Vanguard, Fidelity, whoever, doesn't matter, John Hancock, XYZ, whoever's managing that retirement plan for you, they have a website. They've got an 800 number. There are all kinds of avenues for you to be able to learn more about saving and investing for your retirement. And by the way, closer you are, if you're a baby boomer, you need to really be concerned about this. That should be toward the top of your list, if not the top, right, of things that concern you financially about your financial planning. And what about people who are younger, Generation X, Generation Y? You know, if you got kids, grandkids, or you're in the age groups of Generation X and Generation Y, stay tuned because we're going to go over differences in how you guys think
about money.
Yeah. So some good pointers, good info coming up about how to think about your money when we come back. If you got a question in the meantime, here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Hey kids, summer's here and there's no place for good times like Horseshoe Junction in Brenham. Horseshoe Junction once again offers their summer pass for a full summer of fun. Only $89 to get unlimited attractions every day all summer long, including their latest and greatest Bulladium. Plus unlimited go-karts, bumper boats, miniature golf, a rock wall, jumpers, and laser tag. Get your personalized summer pass card today and start the nonstop fun this summer. And don't forget about the great specials at Horseshoe Junction. On Mondays, buy one, get one free attractions. Tuesday, buy an extreme wristband and get a free movie pass. Wednesday, buy an extreme wristband and your friend gets the same for a penny. Thursday, get the family four-pack deal for only $79. All summer long, get the sizzling summer night special after 6 p.m., $10 off extreme wristbands. Horseshoe Junction open Monday through Thursday, 10 till 10, Friday till 11, Saturday from 10 till 11, and Sunday noon till 9. The summer fun never ends at Horseshoe Junction Bud Bar.
Horseshoe Junction, it's a kick.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC like heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light, beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing wishes you a safe 4th of July weekend.
DDM Pipe and Steel with locations in Brenham and Bastrop has over 30,000 square feet of metal under one roof. They stock everything for all metal buildings. Call DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham at 979-251-9503. DDM Pipe and Steel hopes you'll join them in Independence this 4th of July. There'll be food, fun booze, and music by Stephen Marshall at 2 p.m. The parade starts at 5 p.m. with a street dance following featuring the Risky Liver Band, plus a fireworks extravaganza at 9:30. Everyone at DDM Pipe and Steel hopes to see you in Independence on the 4th of July.
Germania Insurance understands what driving means to Texans. It's family time, game time, and how we get the job done. Germania understands because we're Texans too. We offer competitive rates, discount options, and exceptional claim service 24/7. Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Spies Insurance, your Germania representative in Brenham, 979-836-4241.
Trust Germania.
When it comes to something as important as your fresh water source, rely on the best. Rely on Washington County Water Well Drilling. Call Thomas Bilski at 836-6189, the professional who can answer all your questions. Washington County Water Well Drilling offers complete water well drilling service and specializes in screens and gravel packing for new residential and commercial wells and repairs on existing wells. Call for your free estimate, 836-6189. Washington County Water Well Drilling, state licensed and liability insured.
In a world where Hollywood loves to reuse, recycle, and rehash the same old ideas, KWHI 1280 has the cure for your summer sequelitis. Summer sequelitis is the continuous rehashing of the same movie ideas year after year after year. KWHI will be sending lucky winners to some of the best vacation spots in Texas, like Movie Gardens in Galveston, the Whitewater Amphitheater in New Braunfels, Westwood Cinema 6 in Brenham, and the Houston Children's Museum. Yay! To cure your summer sequelitis, all you have to do is star in a KWHI 1280 movie game. Just be caller 6 at 836-9937 when you hear the call of the director.
Lights, camera, roll film, and action.
You'll get to spin the wheel of Hunger Games. The spins continue and star in your own movie game. We'll also be giving away grand prize weekends with overnight stays at the T-Bar M Resort in New Braunfels and Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Your summer sequelitis cure is brought to you by
Nathan's Barbecue and Discount Trees in Brenham, Kenny Store and Kenny, and Laura and Associates in Bryan and Brenham.
KWHI 1280 has the cure for your summer sequelitis.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Offices in Brenham and also near the Galleria, about a mile and a half from the Galleria in Houston. Let me give you our phone number again for our office. So if you have questions in between times from between when Monday and Wednesday of every week, we're on the air here. If you just want to ask about something, great. If you want to come in for the free review, bring whatever's on your mind. Could be old insurance, annuity contracts, your health care plans at work. Which ones should you choose if you have more than one? What kinds of things do you need to consider? What about the insurance products that you may have already or have things offered at your workplace? All of these different things out there. Glad to help you with any of that. What about long-term care? So many of you see so many things out there about how to pay for long-term care. What kinds of things do you need to look for? What are the best ways, maybe tax-wise or otherwise? There are different ways to go about that. How much do you need? All of those things. And again, we're glad to help you at least find out some information. We can do that free review with us. Or you can just send us an email at moneymakeoverteam.com, moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll answer your question that way. Or you can always call us. Here's our office number, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Well, the markets are still up. We had some good unemployment information, or actually new jobs created information that came out. So the Greek debt crisis and all this other stuff going on in the world doesn't seem to be mattering quite so much. So again, how you're invested and what you're doing really does matter, right? That's right. So what really matters to each of us in different times of our life? The boomer, the people in Generation X, those of you who may be in Generation Y, maybe it's your kids or your grandkids or you. So what kinds of things are really coming out at the top of the concerns financially? Jamie, you've got an article about that.
Well, there was a survey, a Harris Poll survey done on an insurance industry organization on behalf of that organization. And what they did was they interviewed boomers, which those would be those individuals or couples 55 years of age and older, the Gen X group, those who would be 35 to 54 years of age, and the Gen Y group, those that would be 18 to 34 years of age. And they interviewed them about a lot of different topics regarding finances. And we'll talk a little bit this morning. I wanted to talk about what some of their financial concerns are. And it's interesting to take a look at what the different financial concerns are for those different age groups. You know, we talk a lot about, when it comes to asset allocation, how important time frame is. And obviously, depending upon your age, your time frame is different. And so I want to look at some of the financial concerns. For example, let's just talk about financial concerns when it comes to college. How much of a effect does college have to do for financial concerns among this age group? For the Generation Y group, 18 to 34 years of age, the 34% were concerned about not being able to pay off their student loan. So when it comes to college, they're concerned still, they're still young enough to be concerned about their own college years, trying to pay off their student debt. For the Gen X, that didn't even occur as one of the, their financial concerns. But 17% were concerned about not having enough money to send their kids to college. So different perspective from different age groups. And what about the boomers, those 55-plus years of age? When it came to college, didn't even appear on the list of financial concerns.
Okay.
And so that points out, you know, differences in perspective. What about for boomers? The number one concern for boomers, according to this survey, was 34% were concerned about not having enough money in their emergency savings fund.
Ooh. I find so it's not retirement. It's just paying for if the car poops out on you, the washing machine blows up, whatever it is.
I was totally surprised by that, that the boomers, the 34%, were concerned about not having enough money in emergency savings fund. For Gen Xers, those 35 to 54 years of age, where did that fit in? That was their number one concern, but 50% were concerned about not having enough money in their emergency savings fund. 50, that's half of them. We're concerned about not having enough money in their emergency savings fund. And Gen Ys, 51% were concerned about not having enough money in their emergency savings fund. And so it's interesting, you know, because we talk a lot about, you know, you need to have 3 to 6 months of money set aside for just stuff, you know, when things happen. Your transmission goes out, the refrigerator breaks, you need a new couch, whatever it happens to be. And here, this is one of the number one concerns for everybody across the board.
All right, maybe we should have a little discussion about how to create an emergency fund when we come back on the air. So let's write that down to our a note to self here. Maybe we'll talk about how to get that emergency money set aside when we come back on the program on Monday morning. And we'll think about that over the weekend, get that together, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.